If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tough day in the NFL yesterday, not just for the Chiefs fans, for athletes in general. Ian Rapoport reports that there are now, to believe, three ACL injuries yesterday in football. Patrick Mahomes was one with a torn ACL. Micah Parsons believed to also have torn his ACL. And wide receiver Devontae Adams out with a hamstring injury, plus a Ravens defensive player as well with an ACL tear as well. So just a tough, tough day NFL. Week 15 in full force.
Sucks, man. You hate to see good players injured. It doesn't matter what team you root for.
Right.
The league is better with Michael Parson in it. The league is better with Patrick Mahomes. The league is better with Joe Burrow in it. And all these guys, man. And I know people love to take those victory laps because players go down. The league just isn't as fun. It isn't as good. And I'll bet you the playoffs just aren't as exciting without Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs part of them this year.
Yeah. Obviously, there are sidebar conversations with yesterday's injury to Patrick Mahomes with the ACL injury. A lot of people's questions then go on to obviously the offseason, what you do. And then another big talking point that came out of the injury is like, does this mean for sure now that this is where Travis Kelce just says, I'm going to take the exit ramp, and it's been nice?
Yeah, I think you have to at this point in time, unless you don't want to go out with your last pass coming from Gardner Minshew. But no, but it's time. I think we have seen it this year, you know, with Travis. Not that his play has diminished, you know, on the field. He's had some drops, obviously. But, I mean, his play, you know, he still looks like he can go out there and play and be an important part of, you know, what they're trying to do here in Kansas City. But I think now is a good opportunity for everybody to go out. Hell, if Andy wanted to go out after this season, I wouldn't, you know, look at him and hesitate and say, oh my God, I can't believe you're leaving, you know, after this season. Everybody inside that organization, I can attest from just the conversations, is exhausted, man. Like, everybody right now is exhausted from the last 8 to 10 years and everything that they've poured into going out there and creating and giving us the best 8 to 10 years that we've ever had as sports fans in Kansas City, right? They have given us so much, and the bill eventually comes due, as it does all the time in professional sports. And so, look, if Andy wanted to walk away and say, I'm tired, I'm done, if you know, anything that happens, I wouldn't be surprised this offseason, because everything is up for discussion, everything is up for debate, everything is up for scrutiny this offseason. When you don't make the playoffs, that's just what happens. And I'm not saying Andy is retiring or anything like that. I don't expect that, but I wouldn't be shocked if he decided that this was the right time for him to walk away as well.
I would be shocked if he left it this way. I don't think, you know, you always want to leave things better than when you found them.
Yeah.
And he found this thing, I mean, the worst it's ever been. So
right.
I would be 100% shocked if Andy walked away. I would be even more shocked if everybody on the staff is back next year as well.
That's because, not going to happen.
You know, we can talk about, you know, where things went wrong this year. There's a lot of avenues you could take on what went wrong. You could start with wide receivers. You could start with, you know, offensive line injuries. You could start with lack of defensive pressure up front. You could start with Mahomes running too much, which I take that, and I look at what we've seen in the past where they used to sneak Mahomes up the middle. Injury happens to his knee. You haven't seen that play, and you won't see that play ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I see Patrick Mahomes, who ran for his life this year and used his legs a ton. In fact, the only touchdown yesterday came from a Mahomes scramble up the middle. Looked like those playoff legs were in full force. And then he does tear his ACL, on which a knee that he was having problems with. They had the heated wrap that was around his leg in that game against Dallas or whatever, or against Houston. And then they kind of brought it up in the game here. And then inevitably that happens at the end of the game. He tears his ACL. I mean, you'd got to think, like, maybe now at the age of 31, almost will be 32 by the end of next year, that we'll start seeing a dominant presence of Patrick Mahomes being a pocket passer. And if that's going to happen, then by God, you better get receivers that can get open. You better get a running back that can run the ball, and you better have a line that can staple it up.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And at one point during the game yesterday, well before the injury, I think it was in the first half, they said with that run, Patrick Mahomes now has more rushing yards this year than he's had in any other season. And we still have 3.5 more games to go, you know, in the regular season. And I thought about that yesterday. I'm like, that can't be the case next year, right? And and obviously then the injury happens and it changes everything. But I think a big reason why, and a part of the reason why, you know, that injury happened is because he is trying to roll out. He is trying to make plays happen. And do you attribute that to the wide receivers not getting open, the line not blocking, Mahomes having happy feet? I think there's a combination of a lot of things in there that have kind of turned the season the way that it did. And if we're going to limit what Patrick Mahomes does from an offensive and a run standpoint, then they really do have to go out there and not just get better wide receivers, but get a legitimate wide receiver coach. Go out there and, as you mentioned, get that running back, because if you're going to try to change the style, which I hope they don't, because I don't want to put limitations on Patrick Mahomes, but I also understand as he's getting older, you're going to have limitations, because as I get older, I understand I have limitations and I'm not playing in the NFL. And so I just look at, you know, what they've got going on right now and seeing him being that leading rusher, they've got to get supplements in there to make sure that he doesn't have to be the leading rusher for this football team ever again.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klinger.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klinger with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
Join us now, as you just heard in the promo, Josh Klinger, the sideline reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll start it this way. From your ears to our ears, what was the vibe like when Mahomes is down?
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Mm-hmm.
They say all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
I didn't know that verse of the song, but that was really good. You're good on Monday Night Football, aren't you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I should just play Don Meredith, but
yeah.
I'd give it a whirl myself.
You and I are probably the only ones who know that, because I was thinking the same thing driving in this morning. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
It was, you know, it kind of brought the season to a merciful end. But the injury was just, you kind of just threw your arms up and saying, really, this is how this thing's going to go? Because, had they lost the game, you know, I think I probably wasn't alone. I was already thinking of like who are you going to shut down? Like, who are you going to, you know, if you're eliminated from the playoffs, just get anybody out to prevent something like that happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happened before you had the chance to even do that. That totally stinks. I guess the only thing you can kind of root for now is that Patrick Mahomes has been a fabulous healer in the past, and you hope he heals quickly. And, you know, we can all do the math, you know, 9 months from now is pretty doggone close to the beginning of the season. So you hope that he's able to whiz through this thing like he's done before and, you know, is ready to go for opening day.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of these, fast healers, obviously, Josh, and I think we're all thinking that, you know, by the time September gets here, we'll probably have a good idea that maybe he only miss a couple of games and get this thing started. But I feel like, and this is the way that I envisioned it, like he's already had the surgery. He went in at like 8:00 this morning. They're already in there taking care of it, and rehab starts tomorrow. Like, that's the way you got to believe with this guy.
Yeah, you're gonna have a video posted from the trainer. That he's flipping tires and doing all kinds of stuff and he's off and running. But I mean, that just brings a whole new storyline into this off season too. I mean, this off season was probably going to be, interesting anyway. If they made the playoffs or they didn't make the playoffs, and then what else is ahead? And now you got to think about, Patrick doing rehab too. So, just an unbelievable, kind of finish to whatever we end up dubbing 2025's Chiefs season, because it's certainly been just pretty much full of everything.
How big a decision is the backup quarterback now going into next season? That needs to be something that, for the first time since Andy Reid got here, an actual conversation of not just backup quarterback, but who's going to be potentially your starting quarterback, because that's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah, I think you have to probably really look at somebody that can get out of the gates quick. I've been doing my research. Who gets out of the gates quickly? You know, there's been slow starters, right? You always hear about, well, somebody starts slow and then they pick it up. Who's a fast starter? Has Philip Rivers got a few left? I don't know. No, you're going to have to probably, you know, take that into consideration, because I think as of right now, I don't know that you can plan on beginning of next season he being the starting quarterback. So yeah, I think it's going to, you know, maybe it's Gardner Minshew again. Maybe instead of having the rotating, you know, guy that you've had every year now recently, maybe it's somebody that knows the offense. You know, it's been through this before, and maybe it's him for two games. I don't know. That's not going to please everybody. I get it, because I don't think you can say, hey, find a guy that can really give you a, you know, couple game spell that's a stud. You know, it's probably going to be a backup quarterback that's going to have to play some minutes early on. So, wow. What? I can't believe that's something we're thinking about and talking about right now, because, you know, I was really hoping they'd find a way to stick it out at least until the final weekend and make this thing kind of interesting, and it fell flat quickly yesterday.
When you look at this team and the cornerstone players on the roster, do you think there are more of them gone next year or more of the coaching staff gone next year?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, the evaluation process begins now. You know, there are games to be played. So at least from a player perspective, now I don't think that probably affects, you know, kind of who you think are your cornerstone guys, because I don't think I don't know, you know, what Andy Reid's going to say about how many guys are going to play, but I mean, I'm not playing anybody that is older, is veteran, is, you know, not going to be, or is going to be part of my future. So maybe you know, certainly from a young player standpoint, you're evaluating everybody and you're throwing everybody out there, and it's evaluation time. Like, are you going to show us something in the last three games on tape that warrants, you know, coming back? And then I guess, you know, you probably have the opportunity anyway with these three games to not make it about week to week and make it about evaluations. And that may come from, you know, upstairs. I don't know if they'd look at these three games any differently than they would, you know, if you were playing for the playoffs, but I guess it gives you the opportunity to do so if you're so inclined. And I would, I guess I'd take advantage of this opportunity. Like, you're going to look at everything after this season, because you have a Patrick Mahomes led team that is 6-8 and not in the playoffs. And you didn't have a rash of knockdown injuries. Yes, you had an offensive line that was vastly different than what you thought it was going to be in the last couple of weeks, but you had a Patrick Mahomes led team that didn't make the playoffs. That's something where you look in the mirror and you look around the rooms and you make sure you got everybody in place to make another run. Already you're hearing it right in the national level. It's done. It's over.
Right.
You want to tell everybody, no, it's not. It's just going to be a little bit different, and we're going to add, and we're going to reload, and we're going to be back. So whatever that takes, that's, you know, that's on the front office and Andy Reid to get it figured out.
You know, one more on that before we kind of move forward a little bit too. When you look at, you know, off seasons where they didn't win the Super Bowl, they always go in and they make these drastic changes. You didn't make the playoffs this year. I expect coaching staff changes. I expect major roster changes on this. What do you think is going to be the biggest change that we see going into this off season?
Well, I mean, I still think probably whatever the Kelsey decision is, right?
Yeah, right.
I still think that's probably the biggest one, because that's a major change. I mean, even if, you know, even if he comes back, I think that's kind of major change. I think everybody thought this was it. So if he's done, then it's still a regime, you know, it's an era change, and you're taking one of the prime pieces out. If you make a big splashy trade, certainly that would be something that would be kind of earth shattering. I don't think aside from that, there'd be anything I'd be majorly surprised at. At this phase, I can't think of anything that would make you say, wow, that's a drastic change. I mean, maybe Steve Spagnuolo, maybe he does take a head coaching job. Maybe he retires. You know, I haven't heard any of that. Don't want any of that. Right. I'd love those guys to just coach till whenever. So, you know, Andy Reid if he makes some kind of decision to really vastly change the offense or maybe bring on a voice or something, I guess that would kind of be ground shaking. But other than that, I mean, I think it's, I don't think it's going to be anything that they, you know, overturn the vote for, because I don't really think you need to. I think this was game by game, very close to being what you wanted it to be. You just had to figure out, you know, what went wrong and why you couldn't get there. And I don't know if it's a major type overhaul, but certainly there needs to be kind of a message shakeup probably too, because for whatever reason, this team didn't jive.
You look at what will be the final three games, right? You've got Tennessee, Denver, Vegas. Obviously now Vegas will just be the Gardner Minshew rematch game, right? That'll be where he'll go. So that's something to look forward to. What do you look forward to moving on the rest of the season?
Well, I mean, I guess it's young players. They won't be in the camp. I won't be in the camp. But, you know, at this point, you are looking at draft position, which I hate to be in that position, because, man, it'd really favor them if they just dump three games.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be in that. They're not going to be in that, right? So, but you have two really bad, you know, really bad teams in Tennessee and Vegas coming up. And then can you show some fight on Christmas Day against Denver? You know, like we had a team come and kind of dump on you at Christmas when they weren't supposed to. Let's go ahead and be that team somehow, some way, like knock Denver down at Christmas. That'd be kind of fun to see. And then, yeah, for sure. The young players, I want to see a bunch of Noel Williams. I want to see Ashton Gelati. I thought had a really good game yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's been flying around the last couple of weeks, and you kind of just see it, like he's been kind of cut loose a little bit. And I like where he goes. I mean, the two young offensive linemen who are having to play, like, all right, these are real reps for you. Like, we got to see what you got along the offensive line, you know, if not exactly for now, but certainly for the future. So those guys playing certainly would be important. Can you let Rashard Smith run the football a little bit? I know it's a patchwork offensive line, but can you hand it off to him a little bit and see if he can give you a little something? Extra reps for him would be nice. So those types of things, I guess, mainly the young people. And then anybody you think's coming back, you know, if I could wrap him in bubble wrap, you know, I would. I just wouldn't. You saw it firsthand yesterday. Like one of your key pieces gets an injury like that, and it messes up the entire offseason for him. So again, no one's to blame for that. You know, it's just an unlucky thing, but don't put yourself in that position when you don't have to with games that are meaningless now.
What was Travis like in the locker room, Josh?
You know, I thought last week he kind of sat in his locker and was kind of, you know, staring towards the sky and wasn't really saying much to other teammates. Yesterday kind of got dressed and ready, and you know, the media was there, and he kind of said, you know, now's not the time. Now's not the time. I'll talk to you guys during the week or something. And then kind of left. But, you know, I think he's been pretty reflective probably the last few weeks. Hasn't really been interested in talking in the locker room the way it's gone. And we'll see if he speaks kind of outside the podcast this week and kind of gives his thoughts. I'm guessing, you know, he probably didn't want to be pressed yesterday after the game with it being like the finality of it, even though there's three games left. The finality was there yesterday, right? So probably didn't want to necessarily think about having to answer something about, well, season's over, technically. What's your career, you know? So
yeah.
He kind of got out yesterday before probably those types of questions came, because he probably, in all honesty, wasn't ready to answer them. And can't say this time that I would blame him.
I also don't think that was the time to ask him about that question. Obviously, his starting
quarterback. No, but you know what?
Yeah,
you know it would be. Oh, I mean, yeah, one, you'd sure. ask about Mahomes, then you'd be like, well, the season's over. You know, someone I think would probably ask that, and so yeah, go ahead and drift out.
Percentage in your mind that he's done? Gun to your head.
Well, I mean, isn't there a part of you today that says, well, one, you know, unsatisfied with, you know, unfinished business and didn't get to the playoffs and doesn't want to see that. And then now two, your running mate, mm-hmm. come back with your running mate, help him back from his injury. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. And then thirdly, I mean, I'm Brett Veach. Isn't Taylor's favorite number 13? Like, we can get him down from whatever, 18, 19, 13 million. Let's go 1 year. Let's make this happen.
Hey, you looking forward to a lot of noon games next year?
Oh, yeah. Somebody texted me that last night. And I'm like, really?
It wasn't me.
I'm like, this is, no, it wasn't you. But I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that was like a kick in the extra kick in the gut. They're like, yeah, you can play a lot of games at noon next year. I'm like, oh, man. The Chiefs are still a draw, though. You know what I mean? So, you've seen all those numbers that say people were intrigued by their failures this year. So,
yeah,
I don't think there'll be probably a few more, because there'll be some, certainly the first couple of games.
I was going to say, we'll know when Mahomes is coming back based on when the first.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The primetime game is scheduled, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The Thursday night prime game might tell you a good indication of when he's going to be back.
October 7th, yes.
All right, Kling.
Could be.
We'll talk to you next Monday after a Tennessee Titans and Kansas City Chiefs game. That means nothing that we didn't think that was going to happen here at the end of the season. So we'll talk to you next Monday, buddy.
I will not sing. I'll leave that to Bob and Cody.
Appreciate
that. You can leave it to me. That's fine.
Hey guys, this is Matt Norlander, co-host of the Eye on College Basketball podcast with Gary Parrish. We are part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, and College Hoops is turning toward what's going to be a phenomenal March. So be sure you are tuned into the show. We're going to be publishing at least 4 shows every week. Follow and listen to Eye on College Basketball free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. March is coming.